If you're wondering about the future of coal when it comes to energy, I think you need only look at St. Clair County for that answer, as DTE Energy is investing $1 billion in a natural gas plant, the St. Clair plant being replaced over the next few years. And we wanted to get an update on that, talk a little bit more about the energy business. We thought we'd go right to the top and talk to the CEO of DTE Energy, Jerry Anderson, online with us right now. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a big project. Give us some perspective how big this project really is for DTE.
Well, this is going to be the first major baseload power plant added in Michigan in almost 30 years. We've added smaller plants, and we're adding a lot of renewables. But as you mentioned in your lead-in, we are retiring coal plants that served this state for a half a century. And when we retire those workhorses, we need to replace them with plants that can pick up the slack. So this is 1,100 megawatts, which is that's a major plant, nearly $1 billion investment for us, so big step.
It is a big step, and it really illustrates what a crossroads the energy industry is at right now, I think, with renewable energy, with natural gas, coal certainly being phased out. I mean, it really is an interesting time to do the kind of work that you do, isn't it?
You know, I often say that we are transforming the way we produce energy in this state and in this country more fundamentally than any time in probably 50 years. And we are going to see a shift away from coal. A heavy mix of renewables will come in. That is certainly a big part of the future. But natural gas is sort of a gift that this country was given because it's low cost, it's domestic, so it has energy security. It's also low carbon, low emissions. And so the combination of renewables and natural gas can give us the reliability that we get from gas and the clean and sustainable you get from renewables. The combination is great. So it's an exciting time to be transforming energy production.
There's a ballot proposal for Michigan voters to consider that says we need to go 30% renewable energy in the state of Michigan. And DTE has been opposed to that. How come?
Well, you know, I learned about this proposal a few weeks back, and it's being funded by Tom Steyer. Steyer is a hedge fund billionaire from California. He backed a similar proposal that was 25 by 25 in 2012, and that one failed with roughly two-thirds of Michigan citizens voting against it. So why the position we're taking? Well, I will start. I think it's clear from the comments I've made already that we're overwhelmingly in favor of investing in renewable energy, and we've spent $2 billion in recent years doing that. We also committed last year to reducing our carbon emissions by over 80% and laid out a very specific plan to achieve that. But in doing this work, we have worked very hard to build broad bipartisan support, and that exists in our state now. And we also have tried to avoid the rancor and divisiveness that sometimes crops up around these issues and have been successful in doing that. But our belief is that a mandate driven from outside the state that would step by energy laws that were passed just a little over a year ago in our state would pull this back into partisan terrain, especially because Steyer is a firebrand. And it would threaten the progress that we've made in doing this work and doing it at large scale, but doing it in a way that isn't partisan. So I really feel it would be a step backwards for us. We've got companies and a legislature that are moving in the right direction, and I just don't see the need for this.
Talking with the CEO of DTE Energy, Jerry Anderson. Jerry, earlier this week, Consumers Energy said that they are making a pledge to go coal-free by 2040, which sounds like a long way off, but I thought that 2018 was a long way off not that long ago. Do you have plans to make any similar pledge, or do you think that will just happen naturally the direction you're going?
No, we did make a similar pledge last year. So last May, we came out, I think may have been the first in the country to say that we were going to have an 80% plus reduction in CO2 by 2050, and that we would be 75% down by 2040 and 45% down by 2030. and over 30% down just a few years from now. And I did that because there were so many questions swirling about a year ago about the future of coal and the future of energy generally and environmental outcomes. We'd been studying the issue very, very carefully. I think my personal belief and my leadership team is aligned with me that this is an issue that we need to take on. So we simply stepped out and I think tried to provide a little leadership on the issue, but we were also doing what we believe is the right economic thing for the state of Michigan, because the prices of natural gas and renewable power are in a good place for us to be able to make this transition. So we did make a pledge to come down 80% a year ago. I was happy to see CMS make a similar move just a few days ago.
Natural gas is in a good place financially right now. I think consumers, in Michigan look at natural gas and say, okay, well, you know, if it's going to be more affordable, if I'm going to be paying less for power through natural gas, great. And obviously nobody's got a crystal ball. Nobody can make any kind of a guarantee. But is it your sense that those prices will continue to remain low in the long term?
My guess would be yes. But one of the things that has been proven time and again is that anybody who thinks they can forecast energy prices 10 or 15 years out is really kidding themselves, because so many dynamics affect it. And it's one of the reasons that things like 30 by 30, where you lock in and hardwire a result 10 or 15 years out, really don't make sense either, because what we need to do is continue to take stock every few years about energy needs in Michigan and the alternatives we have to meet those and the cost of those alternatives and have some flexibility. We are absolutely going to pull off better environmental outcomes, but to do that in a cost-effective way, you need some flexibility. So I'll give you a real-life example of where flexibility mattered. The first renewable portfolio standard, that's a requirement for renewables, that we passed in Michigan was back in 2008. We did that in November of 2008. Literally 2 weeks later, the Great Recession hit. Now, that was no time for us to be investing hundreds of millions of dollars in renewables and incorporating those into our customers' bills. So we didn't. We waited. And we waited until 2011 or so as we were coming out of the crisis. But even then, the prices of renewables were high. So we did a little bit, but waited further because we believed the prices were going to come down. And ultimately, those prices dropped from about 12 cents a kilowatt hour to about 5 cents a kilowatt hour, and that's when we struck. And we need that sort of flexibility to make this evolution in a way that's affordable for Michigan customers.
Talking with the CEO of DTE Energy, Jerry Anderson. Jerry, we appreciate you joining us this morning, giving us some of your time. The project in St. Clair, by the way, was sort of accelerated, I think, a little bit by that fire a year and a half ago. Was it, or were these plans already in place? What impact did that fire have on your plans to build a natural gas plant there?
So the plans were in the works, and the retirement of the St. Clair plant was anticipated, but I think the fire made it clear why that's the case. We're vulnerable at these older facilities that have been around for 50 or 60 years to events like the one that we experienced. And those plants are so important to the reliability of energy here that it really is time for us to move on. Look, these plants were built back in the 1950s. It's time to move on to new technologies and a new generation of energy production. And so I think it confirmed for us the path we were already on.
Huge project. We're glad that it's in St. Clair County. We appreciate the update this morning, Jerry. Hope we can talk again at some point in the future. Thanks so much.
You bet. I'd love to do it.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.